The hunting trip segment of the shooting is where Miss Carson's enthusiasm fueled my desire to convey all that happened as vividly as I recall it. My name is Jack Wagner, and my account accurately portrays events as they unfolded, presented with little embellishment. I would have preferred to do all my own writing, but because of my recurring migraine headaches since the incident, I eventually succumbed to the complexities of the arduous task and sought outside help. Meredith Carson, with whom I share many commonalities, did most of the writing and editing. Our mutual fascination with the unexplained became the focal point of our connection, first surfacing while conversing about the similarity between my terrifying experience and the lead mask incident, the genesis of which occurred on June 13, 1966. I stunned Miss Carson when I revealed that I was born exactly 1 month after the strange event took place. She couldn't hide the fact that the bizarre instance of paramnesia, as she referred to it, staggered her imagination. By some cosmic coincidence, exactly 1 month before my birthday, in Espírito Santo, Brazil, an explosion rocked buildings more than 10 miles away from its epicenter. Residents reported strange sightings on the beach at Atafona, and rumors ran rampant of a peculiar device in a garden at Campos, a few miles inland from the coast. According to some, a secret society used the device to conduct weird experiments, which may have somehow triggered the blast. Following the massive discharge, many people in the area also sighted a ball of fire in the sky, not far from where a local fisherman stated he witnessed what appeared to be a flying saucer crash into the sea. Among those present in the garden at Campos during the explosion were two electricians, Miguel Viana and Manuel de Cruz. A couple of months later, their date with destiny would prove to be an enduring and controversial mystery. Regrettably, I can now relate to their fate because of all that happened to me and my friends, and it pains me to admit I'm beginning to regret ever being born. Like my friends, Miguel and Manuel seem to lead ordinary lives. However, on the afternoon of August 20th, 1966, on a picturesque hill not far from Rio de Janeiro, their sedentary facade morphed into a deadly nightmare. Under a macabre set of circumstances, a boy flying a kite on the Morro de Vintem accidentally stumbled upon their partially decomposed bodies, much like the puzzling Somerton Man case in Australia. At the time of their discovery, nobody knew who they were, why they were there, or what they were doing. That is the problem with hiding everything so well, even now. No one knows the motive behind their purpose or the truth surrounding the cause of their untimely demise. I was impressed that Meredith Carson's mentor, R.W. Gates, finally cracked the so-called unbreakable Somerton Man code. However, as of yet, nobody has explained the lead mask's mystery. 3 days before their deaths, on a hot August day, Miguel and Manuel informed their wives they were leaving to buy a car and some electrical equipment, but they were lying. The secretive men had other plans. They traveled several hours by bus from where they lived to a predetermined hill near Rio. They came armed with protective lead eye shields, some electrical formulas scribbled on a piece of paper, and several other odd things. It was no coincidence that just a week before, Lunar Orbiter 1, the first robotic crewless spacecraft, was launched on an expedition to orbit the moon. Designed to photograph the lunar surface to select and verify safe landing sites for the Surveyor and Apollo missions, its first ever eye-opening images from the lunar surface were stunning.